Welcome to Fatty Time, where only two of us are awake.
So you got me and Thorn and some guy in the background who's like, I don't know, dead or some shit. So today for today's wacky... Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, today we have Fat Man, one of the two that is asleep, half asleep.
No, I'm just exhausted.
So he sounds.
Oh, I'm exhausted because I was walking up a giant hill.
Big difference. Ghost, who dropped, as always, right before the show starts. Yoshi and me.
Hi. So how about the next day's events?
Those events are pretty crazy. Well, actually, mine are kind of actually odd. Usually I'd be like, oh, I just went to school. But today something did happen. Should I go first and explain what happened?
You usually do.
Alrighty then, so I'll go first, cause like, and shit. So, I went to school, shocker, and like, fucking, it was like 15 different fights in one day. Like, every single period and stuff. And so in gym class, we were like playing volleyball, right? And so, I'm on like one side of the team, and I'm waiting for the ball to come to me, and like, it takes forever. So I move to the other side of the, you know, the net. Waiting, and then the gym period ends, and like it's going like super hyper crazy fast. Everybody's like, "Reverse, return the ball, hit it back." And so it finally comes my way after like a good 10 minutes. I run to it, and there's like this girl standing there, and you know how girls suck at gym?
Yeah.
Like they just stand or do nothing, and it's
or
like
run away from it, dodge it, or try to block it with their hands.
Yeah, duck and cover. Use one as a shield? God. I don't know what the hell. Anyway, so the ball's coming right at her. I'm looking at the ball. I don't fucking notice her. And so I see her and I'm like, ah, shit. Body check. Oh! Are you okay? Are you okay? I hit the ball back. Are you okay? Like, period ends. Run to the locker room. And I don't know if she's okay or not. She's probably bleeding to death, but okay. And then after my dad picked me up today and he dropped, and you know, he parked the car, a fucking crime scene happened, like, literally 2 centimeters away from us, and like 50 million cop cars came out of nowhere. And they arrested a guy who was like doing drugs or something. I don't know. He was like a high speed chase that literally stopped right in front of my house. It was fucking sweet, but like, okay, I want to get inside that.
Badass, dude. Shut up. Sorry. I'm over.
And then we went inside the house, and then we had some tokens.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Wanna get high?
Yeah, that would
I wanna get high. I'll smoke some.
Shut up!
Wanna buy some drugs?
I said, oh my god, high. Now I okay, I'll do both.
Wanna buy some drugs?
Get the fuck out of here!
I got some dro, man.
Fuck yeah, buddy!
Excuse me, I'm gonna go kill somebody now.
No, I want the drugs.
Aww. Interruptions by Matt. Okay.
Batman, you got any interesting events?
Oh, let's see. Besides waking up, having to do my friend's laundry, and then literally seeing someone drive backwards on a one-way and getting pulled over by... No. Wait, when I say backwards, I mean he was backing up going the one way. He wasn't like driving... He was backing all the way up the one way and the cop.
Either way, it's stupid.
Okay, this episode is going up smoothly.
Yeah.
See, body checking girls, crimes, driving on a one way. So, what else happened?
I don't have anything that funny.
Damn it, you're not interesting.
Well, I also
my parents did put up a sign on my room that if it says recording, don't open it. My grandma opened it, and I'm working out. I'm like, fuck off!
You fucked off. You just said fuck off to your grandma.
No, but I was this close.
Like, hey, Austin, I just made you a brand new guy! Like, throws a
kiss. No, she was just telling me that she was going for a walk. It's like, I don't need to know that!
I don't care!
I like it better when there's no one in the house.
Go play bingo!
She doesn't play bingo. She plays slots on her computer.
It's better than bingo, fuck. Because nobody gets hurt in the end.
Except for me.
I-39 bingo! Bingo this bitch! I fucking got it first!
Full contact bingo.
I is for insert your fucking
B is for bitch.
N is for no siree.
G is for gash, and O is for ow, so there.
Ow. how did we get to bingo?
That was your fault, so let's move on.
I'm sorry.
Well, I did wipe out twice on the hill. That makes anything funny.
Did you say you just wiped blood off the hill? What?
I wiped out on the hill. As in, I lost my footing when face-planted the hill.
Hey, you were rolling down because you're fat.
That was the first time, not the second.
We're slowly oozing down.
Aww. No, see, the first time... When I face-planted, like, I literally started rolling down the hill.
Katamari, yay!
What do you think about that? That song, for some reason, was stuck in my head. All the way there in that.
Pick up the can. Pick up the can. Okay, run over the girl.
Okay.
Don't go in the lake. You don't have enough density.
La 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 la. Fat man rolling down a hill.
Thank shit. You didn't have to fight him. Why'd you have to be offline?
Oh, Elias, you're gonna hate us for this.
He would have loved this. This is the podcast on your iPod when you work and sweep and do whatever the hell janitors do.
Like, fucking guys.
Like, just talking about
periodically, Matt's coming in here.
You guys are freaking pissing on me every time I'm janitoring it up, y'all.
I don't know if the second vol involved alcohol, but I was drinking a beer at the time.
When are you never drinking beer? Oh, yeah, it was St. Patrick's Day. Did you get drunk off your ass?
Maybe.
Oh, you so did. You don't pass up a day of free alcohol.
Especially when I literally took a sled and bobsled.
He's still drunk.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there was no shed involved, but I did bobsled it down a hill.
What is it with you and sliding?
Because I keep frozen.
Was it the same hill?
No, actually, it's actually one of those hills where people drive on.
Oh.
Alrighty then, so enough getting off topic majorly.
It had an abrupt stop when my face hit the back of a bus.
Okay, so... okay, that's actually interesting. Moving away from the list, back...
And there's my drunken story for this week.
This episode, we say random shit for a good hour.
Moving on. So I guess...
Not for an hour now.
Okay, a good 30 minutes.
I guess Sergeant Frog update. We've hit 2,000 views!
Yay!
We finally hit that mark.
After 4 weeks. How many has your first series got? One.
A couple million, maybe.
Fuck you. I'm talking about the ones who can't do shit as cool as we can.
I don't even think they're at 500 yet, so.
I don't even think they're at 300.
No, I think they passed 3, but just over it.
I'm going to keep watching my video every day to help it. Wait. It doesn't work, fuck!
Let's see. Still need a Momoka, still need a Doro. I was talking with a guy about a Doro, but he's not very good. He's basically only a mimic, and I don't really want just a mimic to do a voice, because if somebody's going to... If you're just going to mimic how I do a voice, I'll do the voice. Yeah, you see.
I'm going to copy you now. Wait, I'm
that's kind of how I have to do Tamama. If I'm doing Tamama, I have to go, nah, then I get the voice right.
And pretty much for Sarah, see my drunken catch? Into Basaris. Okay, moving on. Yeah.
That's why he's only had one line so far. It didn't sound like that at all.
Yeah, Rayface. Anyway, but yeah and shit, and so me and Thorn recorded like the new lines for the new script.
Yeah, I think after this I'll try and get some of like the lines with Caro, Fuyuki, Tama, and whatnot, so that we at least have those videos out of the way, so that when we get more voice actors, we'll still have there won't be too much to that I have left to work on.
So you just got to piece in the voices for the other ones, and everything else is drag and drop and good.
Yeah, we have started, you know, doing some of the episodes, so if you want a little bit of episode 2, you're going to have to donate a little.
comicstripdude@yahoo.com, that's the PayPal, yeah.
Or you can watch a video a million times, then that'll be great. Or,
that'd be awesome.
Or, if you're a good girl voice actor,
log on, you son of a...
If you catch my drift.
No, I don't want a male voice for the girl anymore. I want an actual girl this time, please.
Yeah, like, it was funny, and then, like, fucking, yeah, that
hey, well, can you voice act for once?
No.
Actually, you know, and speaking of the whole girl thing, any word back from the one from the other abridged thing?
Well, that's what I was... that's what I just mumbled about. She still hasn't logged on, far as I know. And she definitely hasn't responded, so...
She looked at the email. Oh, God! Jump out the window.
I'm giving her until Sunday, so that if it's a week... If it's the fact that it's the weekdays, which is why she hasn't logged on, like, then it would make sense, but past that, we're moving on.
Yeah, and he's moving on down the list of the next abridged person thing on the list. But I've been trying to scout some girls, and I found a good, like, fucking 5. Okay, 4, one of them kind of blowed, but, like, one of them was really good, but I think she needs a little bit more experience. One of them was extremely good, but, like, she was, like, this girl, and she, like, fucking shared her account with 3 other people. She had, like, 3,000 fucking subscribers.
And projects,
so I was like, damn. And then I found this other girl who voiced in... She was in episode 12 and 11 of Team 4 Star. A bunch of machinimas. Smash Tasm, if anybody's ever seen that. A bunch of other crazy-ass shit. She only had like 500, so, oh, we have a shot here! And then I look at her channel page. Due to the fact that so many people want me to do projects, I'm going to call... Fuck! And then, like... That's how it was! And then, like, this other girl, and, like... Yeah, like, I tried really my best to look for these girls, and yeah. Well, one of them I have high hopes for, but, like, Thorne is all like, wait, we got cooler people here, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, we just need to see if they're open for it, but fuck it, she's not logging on!
Okay!
Speaking of which, I'm gonna call Ghost. He's finally online again.
Yay, now we can be in our silly random conversation that nobody
can. Also, actually, you're not the only ones doing some scouting, because I'm sitting there doing some on the VAA. There's a lot of good female voice actors there. And I have a few that I've messaged. I haven't gotten anything back yet, so.
Okay.
Yeah, like, hey, guys, we should
Oh, motherfucker!
Damn it! You cock nozzle! I'm gonna say this in your... Yeah, try listening to this on your iPod when you're fucking janitoring, bitch! You better wipe that floor! You better scrape the gum off the table. Okay. Come on! Where's the Clorox?
He's gonna ghost-gasm all over the aisle.
I'm waiting! You motherfuckers!
Wiggle!
Wiggle! Hey, that reminds me, I'm topless right now. Haha. Hey, ladies. I've been working out.
Yeah, every fucking day, and I've been in the background kind of helping him, kind of not.
I haven't been talking to you while I've been working out.
Well, you were talking about, like, shit, like, oh, I took this energy drink, and I like to do sit-ups and push-ups and drink lots of juice or something. You did say something about sit-ups. So.
Oh, yeah. That I can do them better than I can do push-ups, because I have no upper body strength.
Yeah, and I can do push-ups better than sit-ups. Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that much?
Okay, so we move on?
Moving your mouth does not count as an exercise.
I said move on.
I'm aware of that.
Oh, you jackass.
I would be Hercules.
In an eating fashion. Okay, he's like, dings.
Yeah, ding? Supposed to take me to an all-you-can-eat buffet later today. And
come on, Elias. Stop having your gay computer.
Go scasming all over your keyboard.
Come on, guys, let's bet. Who says that he's going to get on this right
Three,
now? Later.
Two,
Rockets.
One.
Mama's got a new parachute. Mama's got a new parachute. Yes! I won the bet, and now when he hears this episode, he's going to be like, fuck you guys.
I'm already like, fuck you guys. No, I just overloaded my shit and exploded. So.
I wasn't telling you like janitor jokes or telling you to do janitorial stuff while you work and listen to
he lies.
Yeah, she.
Yes.
Go rape yourself. Okay. You can't even. You can't even fuck yourself. Just rape yourself.
I know. I just can't wait till like the next day he starts working. He hears it. Use the Clorox. I hate you.
It'll make sense when you actually hear it.
I'm such a dick.
Maybe not. Either way.
Use the rag. I'm sorry. Okay, so moving on.
Yeah, let's move on. I think that's all for Sergeant Frog. So. FATLP's updates.
Wait.
Yes.
What? I want to do my today's events today.
Oh yeah.
Oh snippity snap. Go ahead.
Rewind back.
I slept. I slept, and that's my day.
Okay. FATLP's updates.
Fucking world class story. Make a novel.
I know.
current time, I have no clue. That would be all Thorn.
Well, aren't you doing a Kickle? Cube sickle thing that should have been up like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, hold on. Let me explain this. I got all the way through the story part. Ghost knows this for sure because he was with me, and I just have to finish rendering episode 3 and 4, and I plan to do a trailer that covers all 4 of those parts and upload it all in one big old clusterfuck of LPing.
Yay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so moving on.
So it saves me a bit more time instead of having to make 4 separate little trailers, just one big old fucking trailer. I'm not even sure if I'm going to do the special.
Yeah, that's great. Everybody wants to watch Cockle. Okay, now what's your thing?
Only you. Oh, <shit. laughs>
Now what's your LP?
Me, I'm doing Metroid Fusion. If I could ever get the 3 of you fucking together.
Well, I'm on every day. We were
I know you are. Batman wasn't on yesterday.
He has a good reason for it, though. He was donating plasma.
Okay.
I was donating plasma. It drained me, so I was sleeping off and on since I got back.
All right.
he's in your closet holding a knife. Like, yeah, I'll show you. I'll just sleep.
I'm talking to our third person for the LP right now, and Thorn, I'd like to have just like 3 people so it's not a giant clusterfuck, so you're on the next part, though.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm gonna kick Fat Man, and then you're on the next part.
Hey! Am I in every part?
No, I'm gonna kick you next time and have someone in that.
What the fuck was that?
It's an impersonation of that girl from the first episode.
Yeah, run through like a hedge trimmer.
That was just the sound of me pretending to cry. It's so easy to do, though. Everybody's like, oh, that's my favorite part. How do you do it? I'm like,
Speaking of favorite parts, why don't you tell them about the abridging broadcast thing you told me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, apparently we're so fucking awesome that we're in a pod. We're mentioned in another podcast that people actually listen to.
What one?
We were mentioned in it twice.
Twice?
Oh. First time it was a spotlight. They said they liked it. And Lord Moonstone, he's a subscriber of ours. He was actually a special guest on the show. He mentioned, once again, that the Great Big Wheeze thing cracked him the fuck up. And then late, like in the very next segment of the podcast, which was uploaded like a week later, we got number 2 in Rogue Abridger's top 5 of the month, like abridging moments of the month, and it was the CPR boobies joke. So.
Victory.
Yeah, we were mentioned in the Abridger's podcast. You can listen to it on YouTube by going to Rogue Abridger or YouTube/Rogue Abridger, whatever the fuck you say it. And the .com, and yeah. Or you could just type in the Midnight Frost in the search bar. That's how I found it.
Yeah.
I was just typing our name, like, hey, we don't have any tributes or anything. Holy fuck, we do.
As soon as I saw the video, I made the comment to Thorne, I can see someone using our joke, especially the CPR best.
Yeah. Well, that goes without saying. You steal from the better at Bridgers, you know.
Coffee cough.
No, but it'll be wah, 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 squeaky, 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 wah, wah, wah.
Oh, this episode's really fun, isn't it?
And so, it'll be the exact same sound file too.
You know, I kind of half expected you to just like zoom in on like cut everything but her breasts out of the shot every time she was talking. I really half expected that.
You know,
which would have been hilarious.
Just make an episode where I edit it. It'll probably be that. Because I have no editing skills when it comes to videos whatsoever. Okay, like, I can edit and whatnot, but not as good as, like, Thorne and Fat Man, because they have, like, super awesome programs, and I don't have that. So I'll probably do it like, oh, yeah, sure, that's her talk. Shut up, this is the best I can do.
Those Movie Maker later.
Like, fucking... Like,
yeah, I know her head's stuck in the mud, but she's still talking.
Well, hey, I have Pinnacle Studios 12. I can probably, like, add titles or some shit.
Just that, but yeah.
Like, hey, why am I upside down? I don't know.
Oh dear.
It's like, Yoshi, you gave breasts to the wrong character again. God damn it.
Yeah, every time you say an unfunny joke, you go like, God damn it, like a couple seconds later. It's funny.
Yeah, but that's Sergeant Frog.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. Like, apparently we fucking do updates for other segments. Current events. So this one dude that went, oh my god, Sergeant Frog.
Who was the other podcast? Because, like, tag backs, y'all.
I think it's just the Abridged Podcast. It's on youtube.com/rogueabridger.
Oh, okay.
He and Zero Master do it together.
Yeah, oh, okay. Zero Master is also the guy who made Mega Man Abridge and is actually one of the top abridgers, but I haven't actually seen him.
Mm.
And he also subscribed to us and said we're wiggity whack.
Woo!
Done!
Woo!
All three of them did, actually.
Hey, yeah, hey. Like, freaking people love us after one episode. And we're almost about to reach 200 subscribers!
Yay, 30 to go.
Yeah, 30, but still, we're almost there!
If they loved us after episode one, they're going to want to rape us after episode two. It's that good.
Oh, we could spoil so many jokes, but we won't because we're dead.
No,
I'm okay with this.
I'll hang up on you if you spoil a joke.
Kiroro's in it!
Oh, holy shit!
Wait, another one. Sarbro is not!
Hey, guys. Okay, I got a joke for you.
That's actually a spoiler. You could have been in there. No, I'm kidding.
I got a joke for you,
Kulua.
So?
Hey, guys, did you know the show was called Sergeant Frog?
Click.
Anyway.
It's funny because he's a frog. It's funny because he's green. There.
Lady Z beat... Anyway.
Free
of time updates, I have none. I should be doing that, but I shouldn't. But fuck that. So, Fat Man, you've got any updates for your projects?
World's End with you. I'm one person away from being able to... Shut the fuck up, Yoshi. From able to write script 3. I kind of have a Ghost here spell checking our episode 2.
Sorry, work.
It's fine. I don't need it right away. Okay. I still have to get voice actors.
Oh, that's right.
That, and I'm about, like I said, I still have to render 3 and 4 of Kickle and then finish the trailer. And then I can also have to finish the whole lip syncing video I'm in the progress of with a random conversation. Yeah. And that's about it. And rape.
Okay. Oh, of course.
And rape?
Yes.
It's just like, just throw that in there, rape.
So, the masterpieces of the past.
Masterpieces of the past. This is my review segment.
Yay.
Not sure if I'm ready for it, but I do have the review done, so hey.
If you want, we can push it back closer to the Grammar Nazi Thorn thing.
Yeah, maybe when I've read some and I'm not tripping over myself, so yeah.
I mean, I...
sir, go ahead.
Well, I'm looking at the list and I noticed you forgot one little thing that I mentioned to you earlier.
What was that?
The DSi XL.
Oh, right, yeah.
No.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, because I've actually sat there and I've done a little research on this. This thing, it looks pretty stupid. This thing literally is a DSi, but bigger. And the whole thing, they make this screen, it's 4.5 inches. The whole screen, the width of the screen is that big. It seems pretty pointless for Nintendo to come out with a bigger screen. I'm just waiting for the Nintendo's version of the iPad. Just that big of a to come out. They're just gonna make a... They're making a... I can see this. A DSi laptop. Or you have a laptop-sized Game Boy just to play this shit.
The Nintendo Notepad. You can write shit! Right!
And then you...
The Ninpad.
Get to the point where Nintendo is just going to make it a wall-mounted thing. Oh, wait, we have those. Let's call it a console.
Great. No, this thing, I've seen it. It's kind of huge.
And get this. From the price from the DSi to the DSi XL is only $20 more. I'm a little surprised they're just shooting it up just that big, because, hey, Nintendo likes to jerk off the price way higher than anyone can actually expect.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. It's like $20 more.
Huh.
Yeah, the only reason why I want a DSi is because it has an online store with online games.
Yeah, but the fact is, you lose the aspect of having the Game Boy Advance games to be played in it.
Yeah, but I still have my DS Lite, so Yeah.
Well, so do
I'm not gonna get rid of the light.
Okay, what do? You get a little fucking camera. Oh, you have an online store, but wait, there's no extra pack there, so I can't plug in my Game Boy for those games that are just accessibility with the Game Boy pack. Like, let's see, what?
Doesn't the DS have music compatibility? Yeah, you can listen to music on it.
Oh, that's if you have one of those specific old cards, but that's a random on its own.
No, you don't need a specific card. It's in the fucking DSi.
It is, but you have to have the files in a specific format.
Yeah, they have to be AAC, I believe.
ACC.
That was close.
Yeah, close enough. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's format. If you have a DS and a DS Lite, then yeah, you need a flash card.
ACC. Angry.
Like I do! Soul Silver!
Shut up.
Ba-ding.
Oh, God, I can't. Okay. My only real problem with the DSi thing is just the whole pad, because I have games that are compatible with the old Game Boy Advance games, like Mega Man ZX, because I can pop in one of the Mega Man Zero games and be able to fight the bosses from that, and some extra crap.
Wait, what, really?
Yeah, you can sit there and...
Why don't I know about this?
Because you don't look this shit up! Anyway.
He has a job.
Apparently, I don't look this shit up, but I would do that. Well, fuck.
The fact...
I'm so sad. I'm kind of sad that I have a DSi.
Don't worry. You have an online store. Okay, let's
just move on to discussion of the emerging community while the silver... Oh, man. It's the pieces of the past.
You're kind of lagging out there, fat man.
A bridging community topic while we wait for your masterpieces of the past.
Okay.
So, hey,
guys, you know that abridged community? Like,
you mean like the
thing started by chicken wings?
For shizzle?
Chicken wings.
Does that... is it just me, or is this thing kind of irrelevant?
Kind of.
A little.
Like, nobody... Isn't that the thing that Taka told us to stay the hell away from? Like, it's the black fucking plague?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I kind of know a little bit about this. It's like the Let's Play forums on SA, it's like this, isn't this like this elitist kind of bullshit? Like,
not,
I mean,
no, the British community, it was intended to be something to help promote the lesser known bridgers out there. The problem is, I went to the Ning site, I joined it, watched some of the videos. There's lesser known abridgers, and then there's shit abridgers, and that's what a good chunk of the people on there are, so.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to give support to these people, or do you want to find good abridgers? You're not going to get that with the abridged community. They're just going to hand it out to. And
yeah.
Hey, Lego abridge with a cell phone camera!
Alright, that's.
Just you wait.
It's a little different.
April Fool's joke!
Hold on. You actually saw that?
No, it's fake. I just made it up. Stupid.
It's a joke.
No, I mean, I saw.
You don't get jokes.
No, I mean, seriously, I saw a video that was Lego abridged.
Let's not worry about it.
Is that like Pikmin abridged or Yu-Gi-Oh abridged or something way out there in the weird fringes of internet land?
No,
it's probably more like Pikmin abridged in that it's just one still frame, then one still frame, back to the other still frame, back to the other.
3 seconds of movement! Oh my god!
Yeah. No. Then there's the TAC Awards.
The what?
The Abridged Community Awards.
Oh.
Like, Chicken Wings does it once every year.
Chicken Wings.
Stop making that joke.
Sorry.
You're making me hungry now.
Okay, now I'm going to rub it in your face. I had KFC.
Fuck you!
Fuck.
No, the TAC Awards, they seem like a nice... Seems like a nice thing to do for abridgers, I guess, but I know Yoshi and I used to think it was official, but it's not.
Yeah, it's just gay.
And Chicken Wings, poor guy, he's such a boring host. What?
It's funny because he records himself and then like he says things. So this award cut and then this thing cut and then up cut it's like a fucking roller coaster that it's going backwards and then it like explodes in the beginning.
He's a boring host. He's bad at editing. At least this. I don't know how he is with his own abridged series. He clearly only does it first takes because I've heard him stumble a couple times.
And there's just so many cuts, it's ridiculous. So I'm going to the sword, and I'm going to the thing!
If his abridger anything like his editing, it's a clusterfuck already.
I don't think he abridges anything. He's just like, I'm going to help you guys, and yeah. I don't do shit.
According to the abridged wiki, he does, but I've never seen any of them. But then again, I don't watch a lot of abridged series to begin with.
So yeah, like the abridged community is like a community of abridgers.
Yeah, the thing is, I wanted to discuss exactly what community means. Like, what do you think Chicken Wings thinks it means?
A whole bunch of people together doing shit.
Yeah,
where we all hold hands and jump around in a meadow of flowers.
That might be over the top.
Everything is happy and nobody sucks.
Everybody says,
it's like the stock market. That's what it is. It's like groups of clusterfuck people yelling for buy stock and all that shit.
I've always used community on the internet as a very vague term. Like, I'm technically part of the YouTube pooping community, but we're not all friends with each other.
It's just like, hey, I like you like me? No.
Like, community on the internet is just people who do the same thing. We don't have to get along. We don't have to be a part of everything.
It's like social groups. That's pretty much what it is.
I guess. Yeah. It's like the fan pages on Facebook. Click, hey, you're a fan. Whatever, fuck off. There.
It's like those vlogs that, like, a bunch of people nobody fucking knows records with their friends. Like, we're gonna go on a roller coaster! And then it's been there for, like, 3 fucking years, and that's the only video they ever made.
Huh. huh?
It feels kind of like that.
You completely lost me with that one.
I said it's like a vlog that people make.
Well, I know, but I don't get the connection here.
Because it's fucking retarded. Like, I make one video, and then, like, fuck it, I never show up for the rest of eternity.
Not quite what I was getting at, but okay.
It's funny. It doesn't have to make sense. I don't know. I couldn't connect. I had an extension cord, and it, like, went up my dick.
What?
Oh.
Felt nice.
Only you would say supposed to.
King.
Who wants to connect to the other side? Anybody else want to? Anybody want to plug to the other side?
No. Come on.
Wait. Did you take the red pill or the blue pill?
What does this have to do? Shut up.
I took them both, and my head exploded.
One go before I had to kill Fat Man for being unfunny.
Fuck you.
That wasn't funny, Stab.
And that's pretty much it. Tack is useless. It's irrelevant. Whatever Chicken Wings is trying to do with it, there's really no need. Like, there's helping the lesser-known abridgers, and then there's the good abridgers, and frankly, the good abridgers will get noticed.
Yeah.
So.
Heard coffee to cough us. Anyway.
You're irrelevant, so let's move on.
Yeah, so it's like your turn.
Is it? Which one?
Are you ready
for the
answers of the past? Or do you want to just go on to the...
No, I wanted to do one of the readings first so that I'm not stumbling over myself.
Well, I'm almost done with mine, so it's his turn.
Alright, I warn you now.
Your story better be good.
Okay, first off, I did this half awake. So.
Good.
you're
saying that like it's a bad thing.
No, just don't expect coherency.
Good.
It's just my brain gets sad after a while.
This will be great. Graminasi Thorn begins.
Again.
There once was a man, period. Standing on the mountain, he looks out into the night sea. Deep in the darkness, dark NES, peering. Long I stood there, wondering. Lowercase t, the man starts to say, wondering, period. The man starts to say, then another voice behind him continues. Fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. And, capital T, there I enjoy them. Huh? And there I enjoy them.
What the fuck?
I see you're Y-O-U-R, a fan of Poe, the man said. No period. Indeed I am, the over voice. No period. Why are you here, Shadow Dan? Well, why else would it be here for you? Shadow Dan replied. No period. Of course, Boryo, he says, drawing his blade. You know I really need a break from your damn challenges. Shut up, Boryo, and fight me. No period. All right, Boryo says as he takes stance. Shadow Dan pulls out his Sith and takes stance, asshole. Bodan is the firest one to make... Wait, is it Shadow Dan or Shadow Man? Because next he says is Shadow Man.
Huh?
Oh, it does! It says Shadow... It says Shadow Dan at the first time, and then when it says running at Shadow Man, what?
Okay.
It's Shadow Man.
No, ruining at Shadow Man. He jumps off a boulder and downward slices at Shadow Man. He does it again, goddammit. Walking with his scythe, still forgetting the C. He flips the scythe, no C, and nails Boryo in the face with the blunt end of it. Flying back, no comma, Boryo lands on his feet with his nose bleeding. Nice shot, asshole, Boryo says. Well, it takes one to know one, Shadow Man replies.
Goddamn.
Then strikes the ground with its scythe, no C, making blasts of fire bust out of the ground.
Oh my god.
There it is.
That is never going to die.
Never. I'm never, my
hurting. It refuses to stay down.
Striking Boryo, sending him up into the air. As he flips up, he points his sword up into the sky. A bolt of lightning strikes the sword, give him a shocking personality.
Wow, really?
I'm going to read that again.
What the hell? What
was that? As he flies up, he points his sword up into the sky. A bolt of lightning strikes his sword and give him a shocking personality. Okay, that was a lame joke, Simon said, rating it a zero.
What the fuck?
Oh, go fuck yourself, Simon. And why are you in my story, Fatman said, no, period. Because you suck at writing R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, Storis. Y-S. And you suck at rating people. Hell, you're Y-O-U-R, one of the most hated person on... one of the most hated person on TV. Like I care? You will if you get sued. Well, you know what? What? I'm gonna tell you what I was told when it comes to rating. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you.
Stop copying me!
And now I'm gonna
bitch.
And now I'm gonna quote you. There is bad and then there is you. Off fuck off ass.
Before you say that's the title, it's not gonna be the title.
Of fuck off fat ass. Fat man, just get the fuck out of here, Yoshi said, shoving that fat ass out of the room, forcing the story to end at this point, fucker. End.
Wow.
Of fuck off fat ass. A bolt of lightning strikes his sword, give him a shocking personality.
Wow.
Just God.
You know what?
I've missed stories like these.
Huh?
I've missed stories like these.
I know.
You know what? I'm typing every story when I get straight up, and I have enough coherency in my brain to actually type something.
It hasn't been this good since episode 2. Good God, episode 2 was just a minefield.
Wasn't that when we the Grammar Nazi segment?
Yeah, that's where the Grammar Nazi segment was invented. This segment was invented. No, wait, this is the same one.
Wake up, Yoshi.
Okay. The Tamama sings, who is kind of dead, but it's not. We have to talk about that at some point.
Yeah.
I just remember the, like, the third song. I fucking recorded that.
I think I'll just type this when I'm, like, half awake. Because I'm terrible at spelling.
It makes me so happy.
Yeah, please, do you have another story? Please.
Unfortunately, no. Because I kind of got hijacked to go play Hacky Sack.
Happy Sack?
Hacky Sack.
I'm going to play Happy Sack. That's not the episode title.
I can make so many jokes.
You know, you don't decide it, Yoshi. We'll see.
It's just that every time he says that, it never is.
That's because he gets coming with something even funnier in the craptastic story.
I don't know if this one's going to top that, but...
What, I'm going to go play Happy Sack?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to beat that.
No, I got pulled away to play Happy Sack.
I'm going to go play some Happy Sack.
Of fuck off fat ass and go play Happy Sack, yes.
Let's play some Happy Sack.
Whatever that means, right?
Uh-huh, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Bob Jungle.
I think I can do her my review now if you guys...
Please, okay.
Want me to put the file in the chat so you guys can see it?
Sure.
Is it words?
It's words.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
He put well much thought into this, even though I still want to hit my friend with a baseball bat. Oh, dear God.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good thing he put well much thought into this.
Well, much thought, yes.
Speaking typos by Fat Man.
God, I'm not going to be reading still learning chat,
that hard. Is
crazy.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Masterpieces of the Past, where we give credit to music that you may never have heard before.
Yay.
Nick Cave is a fairly well-known singer and songwriter, his work with the Bad Seeds being critically acclaimed since they debuted. But even if you've heard of him, you might not have heard of his original band in the 80s, The Birthday Party. Now, with a name like that, you might expect some fairly upbeat pop music, right? Try theatrical mindfuck. The Birthday Party were challenging, percussive, noisy, jazzy, bluesy, howling, raucous, and all-around chaotic post-punk. Sunny, they were not. And nothing quite defines why they were so damn cool than their 1981 record, Prayers on Fire. Now, when I say they were challenging, don't take that lightly. Sure, you may get sucked in with the trebly bass rumble and quick bass drum beats of Zoo Music Girl, but don't expect The Birthday Party to be the slightest bit conventional. Even within that very first song, out of nowhere they bring in trumpets. Nobody would be expecting that, and yet it works so perfectly because it's so out of place. The musicianship is the number one driving force behind Prayers on Fire. The drums are big and pounding, the bass rumbles and chugs, the guitars are jagged and simple with hints of rockabilly, one of the most memorable performances, by the way. And yet, in this context, pianos and the occasional saxophone find the perfect space to fit in. And Nick Cave, of course, makes a hell of a singer. He can howl, he can spit erotic venom, he can croon, he can channel demons. He makes Iggy Pop look like he was always sober. The lyrical content is as theatrical as the music. Cave sings of sexual obsession, death, counting chickens, Fats Domino on the radio. He's a strange one. Oddly enough, despite the album being called Prayers on Fire, religion isn't one of the topics. I thought that was strange, but if you know me, you'll know I'm glad he left it out. To add to the challenge of listening to the record, a number of the songs don't follow a standard rhythm. Track 4, Nick the Stripper, which I've mentioned before, is a 5-4 rhythm. Track 6, Figure of Fun, is a 6-4. And track 8, A Dead Song, is something like 9-8. It's kind of hard to tell. That's how chaotic it is. And yet, even in the more rhythmic songs, Nick Cave still does whatever the hell he wants. He'll spill his vocals over into places they would have put the chorus, just so he could sing more of the depraved and show off his warped sense of humor. The birthday party were trying to test your patience, which explains why in track 7, King Ink, the drums randomly start pounding away completely out of time with everything else, and Nick Cave just starts freaking out. In fact, the one song where your patience may get tested the most is Figure of Fun, where it honestly sounds like everyone is just freaking the fuck out. Even then, what the Birthday Party puts together still sounds awesome. It opens with a wash of white noise and guitar feedback that pops up occasionally in the rest of the song, and you know the Jesus and Mary chain, we're listening closely to that. And then more of Nick Cave's sense of humor pops up in the lyrics, where he howls, I'm impressed by everybody, but I impress no one. It's irritating. Yeah, when I noticed that when I was going over the songs, I laughed too. I will reiterate, Prayers on Fire is a mindfuck, but it is so damn cool to listen to. As far as I'm concerned, it deserves the patience that you're willing to give. And that was my review of Prayers on Fire.
All right, good on you.
I gotta say, when you mentioned the white noise thing, it kind of reminds me like the reverse of Mr. Kurtoff's noise.
It only this time it doesn't physically hurt. It's more like a whoosh, ding, you know, as opposed to a pleasant piano ballad and then getting electrocuted.
You know what hurts? It's having to sit through the Zelda movie a few times in a row.
You'd rather listen to the noise track?
Yes!
Well, that's because the noise track is cool and the Zelda movie is fucking awful.
The only thing that makes the Zelda movie worth it is just watching the review that we did.
Yeah, right after you watch the movie.
No, just watch the fucking review. We sum up the movie perfectly. Instead of sitting to describe, forest, oh, he's riding. Oh, no, it's a Matrix shot. Yeah, just watch the fucking review.
Dude, Lord of the Rings.
I'm
running through the forest. Oh, that was pointless.
Yeah. No, actually, they had to go back and listen to the, what was it? Zooming round ripoff part. They had to go back to catch that.
Round ripoff.
The only gripe my friend always had about this was just no Navi. I was going, thank God there's no Navi. Because, partway through that montage, I was like, Link, hit the weak spot!
It's in the nose!
Oh my god.
Put it in a bottle! That's its only weakness!
Wait, wait! Don't forget the arm!
I'm fishing!
What?
Would it surprise you, honestly?
You said, put it in a bottle, and I was like, I'm fishing!
Probably not, Ghost. Ugh.
We it have makes it funnier. I can see that happening.
Because I was sitting there just like, while we're watching the movie the first time here, please quote, I stretched that out. I'm sitting there quoting everything, and they're telling me to shut the fuck up. Well, my comment is,
so
okay.
The review or the movie?
The movie. Yeah. Okay, would you rather sit through this boring-ass shit, or at least have some commentary to make it funny? Because I'm sitting there bitching.
We should do, like, a full-length commentary, just upload it as, like, a riff tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I riff.
I have to download that shit again. Great.
I riff. The hero
you don't
of Derp.
No.
As soon as I was over, delete.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I think once isn't enough times to watch that movie.
If you still have a file, I can just sync it up for you. Because if it is.
Yeah, no worries.
I'd call it I riff, the hero of Derp. Trust me, it's a better title.
Hero of Derp.
Derp?
Derp.
It's funny thing, they didn't realize the whole Zelda pregnancy thing until after watching the review.
But it's such an obvious shot.
I know. I really wish I had my baseball bat.
Get an aluminum one.
I should have just grabbed a 2x4.
God, don't tell me they're smelling right outside my window.
Two by four. It's like a baseball bat, but cheaper.
And you can bang it on the bathroom door and be Tom Waits.
Hey, can you guess? Hold on. I seriously want you guys to guess. Guess how many times I had to sit through that fucking movie in one night?
7.
10.
20.
Baker's dozen.
The closest one was between Thorne and Yoshi was 15.
Damn.
Fuck.
Five on.
Why?
You are the unluckiest man in the world, and yet the luckiest man in the world.
I know.
You're the unluckiest man in the world and the luckiest klutz.
I'm gonna hit my head first into a tree and get drunk and fall down fucking buildings. And then I'm going to watch a movie 20 fucking times. What the hell?
15, but you know. I'm going to fart and knock down a tree that'll destroy a shed that I was just bobsledding in.
And live.
And lived.
And then go headbutt a My Little Pony.
Is that even relevant? What the fuck?
Is any of it relevant?
Okay, no, that one was the whole sledding with the truck thing.
Yeah, great idea. Great idea.
Okay. Excuse me. Alcohol was involved. My judgment was...
Alcohol is always involved. Always, you're the luckiest drunk, then.
You're the luckiest drunk. The movie.
The movie. That would be the comedy of the century.
Give me my alcohol! No.
The end.
That's the whole movie. Dog, it's a dramatic movie. Then, like, after the credits, a napkin drops and it's supposed to be pulling. This prank! That's good, because I'm almost done with the story.
You know what? You know what? We should get a video camera recorded sometime.
The luckiest drunk.
So, there's the title of the movie. The luckiest drunk. Bunch of bad shit happens before the beer comes in. Just make it 16 minutes, because why not? And then the stupid shit, it's like Jackass by Irish Drunks. And then
so it's Jackass?
And then we get the perfect...
Oh, wait, Irish Drunks.
Yes, and we get like umpteen cameras just so we can do a Matrix shot of me flying out the window. Doing the Superman pose. And landing in a truck.
Luckiest fucker ever.
Then drives off.
Nobody else jumps out. Everybody else jumps out a window and breaks something. You jump out a window, land in a truck, and go to the liquor store.
No. See how this is how the shot you went. I would jump out of the truck, jump out the window, land in the truck, stand up in the truck, and suddenly bobsled off the back of it into a metal horse. That I end up, for some reason, has wheels attached to it that's tied to the truck, and I ride the rest of the way to the liquor store to go get more vodka, and more hilarity ensues.
I'm going to build this for you. It's a little metal horse on a spring with wheels on the bottom. And like a trailer hitch, so you can hook it up to the truck.
And then and suddenly that spring like spring loads me over two trucks and I land in the back of a semi.
What have I been missing?
a rant on
the luckiest drunk movie would play out. Pretty much we're at the point where I end up landing in the back of a semi. That some reason hits a tree and it flings me across. And for some reason I slid my ass against the top of a trailer. Landing in a lazy boy.
And a lazy boy?
You just have the funnest life in the world.
Fun or scary? God.
It's scary, but God, I just want to see a day in his life. Just record yourself doing stuff. I'll watch it like 47.
I read the news today, oh boy.
That's about a guy who fucking hit
about a lucky man who fell in a truck
numerous times.
There's a the day in the life of a fat man.
Oh God, another one.
The day in the life parentheses of a lucky drunk.
And the only bad thing that happens throughout the whole movie.
You may continue, Fat Man.
Thank you very much, Fat Man's friend. That would be
Matt. Dumb shittery Matt. Okay, like I was saying, the only bad thing that ever happens throughout this whole thing, I locked the door, you jackass, was that I run out of beer.
I locked the door, you jackass.
No one's home, get the fuck out of here.
If nobody's home, who's talking?
And then the second one, the luckiest drunk. Revenge of the alcohol. And just starts...
Luckiest drunk, the hangover.
Great.
No, I've never had a hangover. It's funny. Someone's having an orgasm out on the other side of the door.
No, you're going to have to mute your mic. He's going to keep doing that.
Yeah, because I'm about to... I just finished the story, so he needs to shut the fuck up.
Fat Man, big red mute button.
One moment before I kill a bastard. And then we can do the,
Just go on mute before you do it.
Alright, I'm ready. So are you gonna, like, shut him the fuck up or what?
I think he's doing that right now, so go ahead.
Yeah.
Alrighty then, so today's wacky story is all about
turn off the fucking mower! Can you guys hear that?
No.
This episode.
It sounds like it's right outside my window, and yet there's nothing back there.
Thorn hates lawnmowers!
I hate lawnmowers, dogs, neighbors.
I hate the fucking world!
Thorn's tripping out.
I hate everything.
Screaming an imaginary lawnmower.
Like right in the backyard. And it's just finding its way over to my window. God damn.
Ford screams at imaginary lawnmowers.
No, it's there. It's just, I don't know, I guess you guys are lucky and you don't have to hear it.
Okay. So today's wacky story has to do with, I have no fucking idea. I just wrote whatever. Are you ready?
Good.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I've come back.
Alrighty then, in three. Yes, perfect timing. Okay. In three, two, one.
So this one city was all new and shite and was like, New Bark Town. This kid was sleeping on his bed and then woke up and was like, oh, shite, I'm late. So he fell down the stairs and was like, ow. So he got up and back and his mom was there. She said, here's a watch bylaws. And the kid was like, okay. So then this kid was asleep and a meter came out of nowhere and crashed on a heel. And then the kid was like, oh, shite. And he got up and he checked out. So then he looked at it in a fly. Came out and was like, Jew got to save the world. Here's a rock. And the kid was Naheem his knees eye to eye. So he went and did shite and learned psychic powers. So then Shigeru Miyamoto was all like, Pikmin 3 is being made. And everyone's all like, oh, shite. Fuck me. I'm a faggot. Kima is the best. And then everyone looked at him. And the Kirby fanboy was killed, and so Olimar was like, I still hate flowers! And Mario was like, let's play some Mario Kart! And the Mushroom Kingdom was all like, okay. So they were raising, and Mario was driving backwards in a circle. And it was like, I'm a what? And then got gayed out by Waluigi, who farted and exploded. So then Bowser was the fieriest place. It was like, ha ha ha, I'm gonna win. Then a blue shell was flying over him. So when he got hit with an awful off duck, Tarak screaming, Snee! And then got nuked in mid-air with a barrel of sheet. And then Naruto was like, I'ma beat you, Luffy. I want to rematch. And so Luffy went in mid-air with a... Wait, and went gear second hunt. And Naruto was like, oh, Deke knows. And got Gatling gunned in the face, Uhagen, and the show was now called Dan Naruto really got knocked the fuck out, dog. Or knocked to a fucked dog. And so Phoenix, Wright, and Apollo, Yudis were ready to tap dance again because they choreographed it this time. And so they started. And Apollo Yudis feel out a window, and Phoenix was like, fuck this, and left. So, she, Naruto is gay, bye, Dand! Oh, fuck off, fat ass, and go play Happy Sack.
God.
Good times.
Wow.
This is probably your best reading so far.
Because I have to yell to hear myself.
That Smee was awesome. It's like
Smee!
That's gonna hurt the ears of everyone who listens to this.
Have fun with that ghost.
And then Apollo Eustace fell out the window.
Apollo Uterus.
Oh my god, I was just gonna say that.
he got him with a barrel of sheet.
Why are you in my head?
I couldn't even read that. I was like, barrel of sheet. The episode on a really good note. That's how to go out.
See, next time.
I am still topless. Hooray.
Yay!
Buddy.